Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A Buffalo man will spend 20 years to life in prison in connection with a New Year's Day shooting death. According to the Erie County District Attorney's Office, 22-year-old Terrence Johnson pled guilty to one count of murder in the second degree and other charges for the shooting incident that claimed the life of 18-year-old Rashad Brown. In the early morning hours of January 1st of this year, Johnson fired shots toward two people at the intersection of Main and Merrimack Streets in the city of Buffalo. While Brown was taken to the hospital where he later died, the other victim was not injured. As the region and nation continue to absorb the results from election night, disability advocates are reflecting on the barriers faced while casting ballots. Sean L. Davis said specific issues like outdated voting machines or a lack of accessible entrances continue to leave some New York polling sites inaccessible.
We have people with disabilities have the right to vote, you know, as American citizens, but how can we vote when we don't have access? And not everyone can do absentee ballot. Some may not know how to go online and access an absentee ballot.
Davis felt hopeful toward Western New York's local elected officials who, she said, seem to be interested in disability rights. However, at a state level, she stressed the need for better health care and support for people with disabilities. And the agency Community Services for Everyone is kicking off its annual Adopt a Family effort. There's more information at adopt2024.givesmart.com. Several teenagers are facing charges in connection with a series of gun-related arrests in the city of Buffalo over the last week. Police department officials say 14 gun arrests and 5 guns were recovered between October 28th and November 3rd. Among those was the arrest of a 17-year-old Buffalo male on Langfield Avenue who was allegedly in possession of a Freedom Wolf ghost gun with a switch attached, allowing the gun to fire fully automatic. In another case, 3 16-year-old males and a 17-year-old female were arrested on Humboldt Parkway while a loaded 23 Glock was recovered. City officials are proclaiming success as they wrap up their annual Operation Clean Sweep initiative. According to a release from Acting Mayor Chris Scanlon, 34 clean sweeps were conducted in the Buffalo's 9 council districts, where volunteers and city employees went door-to-door to connect residents with community resources and health and human services information. The initiative is developed from data gathered from the city's 311 call and resolution center. Overall, 2,500 residents were connected with essential services, while 150 tons of debris was collected from the cleanup of 8,000 properties. An event at the Buffalo and Erie County Military and Naval and Park this morning will mark today as Black Veterans Day. Organizers say they'll spend part of the morning cleaning the commemorative bricks at the African American Veterans Monument. A bigger picture of voter turnout is emerging across Western New York as the region's boards of elections begin to release more details about the numbers of ballots cast. WBFO's Holly Kirkpatrick provides an update.
Genesee County's Board of Elections says almost 1,000 more ballots were cast in the county this time around compared to the 2020 general elections, and that's without absentee ballots factored into the total. In Erie County, around 63% of ballots were cast on Election Day. And though early voter turnout started strong, the total was slightly down when compared with 2020 figures. Erie County Board of Elections Democratic Commissioner Jeremy Zellner said more Republicans voted early than in previous years.
Down about 17,000 votes, but we had a huge first day of early voting, and we had more Republicans vote than ever before for early voting. So in some ways it did increase, and I just think it 4 years ago there was a novelty to it, and you know, a lot of folks I think this year saw that it was extremely popular.
Absentee ballots have not yet been counted. Holly Kirkpatrick, WBFO News.
Immigration was a major focus for the 143rd District Assembly race. Now that the district has flipped red, one looming question is the race's effect on refugee and immigration resources. WBFO's Alex Simone has that story.
Throughout Patrick Kleczynski's campaign for the 143rd District, one of the top priorities he voiced was a strong opposition against the number of immigrants and migrants being allowed into Erie County. Canisius College Political Science Program Director Sham Sriram says negativity toward migrants, immigrants, and refugees is nothing new in the U.S. But Sriram, who has a background in the topic of refugee resettlement, says a sharp decrease in the number of immigrants and migrants, including legal ones, could have unintended consequences.
My worry is that if all immigrants slash migrants slash refugees slash asylum seekers are all thrown into one group, I think the local community suffers as well, because I think local businesses have come to rely on immigrants and refugees as future Americans to improve the economy.
Sriram says thousands of refugees are legally admitted to the U.S. every year, but Donald Trump reduced that number every year during his first term in office. University at Buffalo political science professor Sean Donahue says he wonders how credible Trump's promises are to have mass deportations starting day one back in office.
But the Republican convention, you know, they were passing out signs that said mass deportations. What that ends up meaning, right. You know, as far as how many is going to be an interesting question, you know, because one of the things that, you know, Trump said is that, you know, like on day one, he's going to shut down the border.
Sriram says he has seen no evidence to support claims that immigrants or refugees are causing increased crime concerns. He adds that once people start separating into good or bad immigrants, then the country is forgetting its message of preaching acceptance. For WBFO News, I'm Alex Simone.
Tonight at 7 at Fitz Books and Waffles on Ellicott Street in downtown Buffalo, author K.E. Semmel will read from his novel, The Book of Losman. Before his visit, Semmel stopped into our WBFO studios for a conversation about his work, process, and a feature that is shared by author and Losman, the novel's main character. They both live with Tourette syndrome.
I've always wondered, ever since I was a kid, I've always wondered why I had these tics. There's no one in my family who has them. I'm the only one. But I've been since I was a kid. And I remember being a kid and just kind of lying in bed quite frequently and kind of measuring them, see the frequency of them. And also, over time, every few months, they would change. They would become something different. And I remember thinking about why they changed and how they changed. But it just happened overnight, it would seem. Suddenly, I wasn't doing one tic. I was doing something else. Right. And so all along, I've always wondered why I had these tics. And I have no idea why. Right. But this book, The Book of Losman, allowed me to kind of explore the why.
Semmel says he's been writing fiction since college, dutifully working his craft by rising at 5 each day while the world is fresh and quiet. One work that enjoyed some interest with a number of publishers was finally abandoned after a decade. That's before he began focusing on The Book of Losman.
Writing is a joy. I mean, there's a lot of revision involved in the writing. It still took me 5 years to write, right. Even though I wanted to write it, you know, much shorter than that. But it was a lot of fun. As you know, writing is a joy, and getting up and having a daily task and kind of always being involved in the story, having it in your mind, it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Tourette syndrome, for many, Semmel points out, is likely most associated with coprolalia, involuntary outbursts of obscene words or derogatory remarks. The majority of people with Tourette syndrome, including Semmel, do not experience coprolalia. While he downplayed its impact throughout our conversation, a passage from the Book of Losman offered additional insight. It reads, Losman's version of Tourette was relatively mild, as these things go, but it was still debilitating.
Debilitating, I would say, it's very much, much of my life has been shaped around it, around the tics. You know, I've always been somebody who, for better or for worse, I avoided being around a lot of people earlier on in my life and getting to know people. That's especially something. It's like I've never really made friends easily with people, and I don't have those kind of in-depth friendships even to this day that I think I might have had I not had this awareness that every single day I had to kind of manage these tics in social settings. And that to me is where that line comes from.
Semmel's connection with Tourette syndrome has resonated. Earlier this year, he wrote an essay about his experience on the Huffington Post. It was viewed over 725,000 times. Also similar to his title character, Losman, Semmel has translated several books from Danish into English. That count sits at 13. And his day-to-day occupation is with the Western New York Land Conservancy as its communications director. But his work with fiction seems unlikely to fade anytime soon.
I think has made the difference is this more of self-realization of who I am as a person. Mm. You know, I mean, life is a journey, right? So for me, it's constantly asking questions about who I am and what I am and what I want to do. And over the course of my life and my writing life in particular, things have changed a bit for me. So I feel more confident both as a person and as a writer, and I think that shows more in the work. I'm more free to do what interests me. Like, I wrote The Book of Losman. It's the kind of speculative novel I want to write. Okay. I enjoy this kind of thing. I enjoy building worlds that are slightly off kilter but recognizable,
right.
Like a Black Mirror episode or something like on television where it's just a little bit unusual.
Right.
And so I feel much more confident these days than I ever have in the past about my writing.
Author K.E. Semmel reads from the novel The Book of Losman tonight at 7 at Fitz Books and Waffles, 433 Ellicott Street in downtown Buffalo. For WBFO, I'm Jay Moran.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.